So, are you looking for a little insurance to protect your skincare business? Or maybe you've heard about ASCP, but you're not quite so sure what they're all about. Well, I am thrilled to invite Maggie, who is the Education Program Manager for ASCP. We have been friends for quite a few years now. We've done a lot together, and I wanted you to get to know her a little bit. But also understand this like treasure trove of offerings that they have. And so Maggie is here with us on the episode today to really just share with you all that is available to you. Now, Maggie is the Education Program Manager for ASCP and AHP, which is the hair side. So if you're a cosmo, they do have insurance for hair professionals, for cosmetologists. And she is the co-host of ASCP's Estee Talk podcast. Maggie has been a licensed esthetician since 2006, and you're going to hear all about that. And she holds a bachelor's degree in business administration. She has worked in the spa and med spa industry and served as an aesthetics instructor and a director of education. She holds multiple certifications in laser light energy procedures, body contouring, radio frequency, chemical peeling, microneedling, dermaplaning, and microdermabrasion, to name a few. Maggie loves herself some sugar, and she really is a partner in your career here. So I want to make sure that you can not only hear her journey, but also hear what's going on with ASCP that's new and exciting that really can help you in your business. Welcome to The Sugar Show. I'm Shannon O'Brien, body sugaring expert and licensed esthetician who's taken my own skincare business from zero to multiple six figures and has helped over 3,000 students learn how to do the same. Now, let me tell you, it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the time, budget, and knowledge needed to grow my small business as a body sugaring pro. If we were to press rewind, you'd see the many failed attempts and lessons learned that have helped me build the profitable business that I have today, one that runs on its own and gives me the lifestyle and freedom that I only used to dream of. I created The Sugar Show to hand you my secrets and give you the simple step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. So if you're a cosmetologist or esthetician or wax professional who's looking to fill your books, make more money in your business, and enjoy greater balance between your work and home life, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Okay, Miss Maggie, welcome back to The Sugar Show.
Thank you for having me, Shannon.
As always. So we have had you on the show before. I love me some ASCP, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. However, I'd like to start with a little hot seat of you. And I'd like to have you talk about your journey, because so many people are solos, or maybe they've been doing this a really long time and they kind of like what you do. And yeah. I'd love for you to share your journey from before you were an esthetician, kind of how you chose to be one and how you got to this position that you're in today.
Yeah. So I never knew I would become an esthetician. And ironically, I was in college and my mom had had an esthetician growing up, you know, way back in the 90s.
Yep.
And this esthetician, I didn't even know she had my phone number. And she called me up out of the blue one day and said, "I was thinking about you and I know a woman selling her spa and I thought of you, you should buy it." And for me, you know, being this, you know, young girl in college, having no idea what I'm going to do with my life, I thought, oh my God, that sounds awesome. I'm totally going to buy this spa. Life is going to be cool. It's going to be great. And immediately I called every aesthetic school in my town who would let me go to aesthetic school over the summer, take a leave of absence so I could then go back, finish college, and then come back and finish aesthetic school so I could have it all lined up, buy the spa. Of course, having the money to buy the spa was not even the forefront of my mind, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. It'll magically happen.
Right. It's going to magically happen. And did I buy the spa? No. but I did proceed with getting my aesthetics license. And when I graduated, I kind of did a little bit of everything. And so, you know, it was like day spas. Eventually I went and worked for a doctor. I dabbled a little bit with a naturopath, and they had chiropractor, massage, acupuncture, you know, whole nine yards, and eventually made my way back to the school I graduated from and worked my way up. I was a night instructor, then eventually became full-time day instructor, and then eventually was director of education. And that's where I learned about ASCP. So ASCP, as the director, I was having them come in and speaking to all of the students, not just about insurance, but how do you build your business? Why is retail important? Talking about all the resources that they had available. Mm-hmm. And as the instructor for that particular class, it was kind of nice just to have that second voice, you know, mm-hmm. and they were hearing from someone other than me. And when you're the student, you need that, right? You hear your teacher's voice, wah, wah, all day long. So having that guest is always good. And they were always really motivational. So when I left the school, and I was at the school for about 7 or 8 years, it was random. You know, I had stayed in touch with all the people at ASCP, and they happened to be looking for somebody. And at the time, it was someone who could build and promote their advanced aesthetics program, which was new to them. Mm-hmm. So that's how I made my way to ASCP, started that program. And now I have become the education program manager. So that's how I got into the corporate side, made my way from aesthetics, just working in the small little treatment room, and now eventually ASCP.
Oh, I love this. And I love thinking about this industry as a whole, right? And so you went in thinking, oh, I'm going to own this day spa. Oh, wait, no, now I'm going to do this. Oh, wait. And you just kind of kept following the journey of, okay, this door is opening. I'm going to take a look in here. Oh, wait, I took a look and maybe owning a day spa isn't for me quite yet. Okay, I'm going to shut that door and I'm going to keep going and pushing forward. I love that. So I think some people in our audience might think, oh, I have to go and do facials.
Right.
You know, I get my aesthetic license. I have to go out. I have to be solo and I have to run a business. Right. Right. And that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. There's so much opportunity out there.
Yes. In so many ways, be it with a vendor, be it as an educator back at your school, finding your way to ASCP. Maybe you write articles. Maybe you become a blogger. You know, of beauty. Like there's so many things that you can do. And, you know, I think about my own journey. And when I was in school, if you would have told me that I would be the queen of sugaring hoo-has, I just said, wait, what? What is sugar? I don't get this. You know, I'm going to do what? Like if you're 20 years later, you could look back and go, yeah, I never thought I'd be here.
Yeah.
You know, so what were you initially going to school for in college?
It was business. Business administration was my major.
Okay. Where'd you go?
And I went to Stevens College, so small liberal arts school. It's in Missouri.
Okay.
And I actually started out with a fashion major. And my plan all along was I'm going to move back to Colorado, and no clue what I'm going to do with a fashion major in Colorado, you know, so then switched to business. And even then, you know, was thinking, what am I going to do with my business degree? And that's when I got this call to, you're going to own a spa, go and buy this spa. I was like, ding, you know, the universe was calling to me.
Right. Oh, and you know, of course you would know how to run a spa immediately, right? Like,
yes.
When we're young, we just have so much we can do itness.
Yes, exactly. No inhibition.
Run a day spa. No problem. I'll just put $100,000 into it.
Right.
Know that I just have it in my back pocket.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm so glad you didn't do that because, you know, I've known you for a while now, and I love that you have that education brain. You have the business brain, but you have that education brain that's like, how do I help people get a topic and how do I mm-hmm. help them understand so they can increase their business?
Yeah.
But you have to have, I mean, it is not easy to be an educator.
No, it is not.
No. And a lot of people think, oh, I'll learn X skill and then I'll teach.
Right.
It's not that easy.
No, it is not easy at all. Right.
No, no.
A lot of factors that go into that.
Sure. So thank you for being in that hot seat for a minute. Cause I think some people don't understand, like, how do you become, you know, an education program manager for ASCP? Like, that's quite the title.
Yeah.
You know, like, how did you do that? So thank you for kind of sharing that with us. Cause I think sometimes people come on these podcasts and they think, well, how the heck did they get their job? I want their job. That's cool.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing that with us.
My pleasure. Of course.
So like I said, we've known each other a while now and seen our businesses kind of, you know, expand, especially in the pandemic, and grow and take avenues that we never thought. And when I was first with ASCP, I think I shared this in the first podcast, it was, gosh, probably 21 years ago that I started with ASCP, and I would pay my money. And I think it was like the same. I cannot believe that you guys have kept the price basically the same since I started.
Yeah, hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. But in the beginning, it was just, that was the option to get your insurance. Mm-hmm. You could go with one of the other big, like, general companies, but ASCP was really the only specialized company that I found. And the price was so reasonable. I remember 21 years ago thinking, okay, I've got to save money each month so that I can get insurance. That is how it started for me. And then as I grew with you all and started to understand what you all had to offer, my mind is blown that the price is the same and all that you have grown to be.
Yeah.
So it really helps me to understand, like, it's not about the money for ASCP. It's about the education and the help and the encouragement and the love and the awards and all of the things that you really all provide. A little solo SD like me, you know, that was just, I actually owned my little day spa in Lake Tahoe at the time. And, you know, I was kind of hoping no one would trip and fall in my place. And the right thing to do was get insurance.
Right.
And fast forward 21 years, now not only is the right thing to do to protect yourself and with insurance, but you come with this like Santa sack of stuff to help me in my business.
Yeah. And yeah. It's so important to us that we keep that price the same. It doesn't increase.
Yeah.
And you're right. I love hearing that, Shannon. That is our mission. Of course, we want people to be insured and protected.
Sure.
But it is about helping them to grow their business and elevating them as individual estheticians.
Well, you've hit the mark and hit it out of the ballpark, my friends, because I'm blown away with what you have to offer. And so I want to talk about that a little bit because, like I said, we talked about it a couple of years ago and things have even changed in the last couple of years. Again, no price change. In fact, little side note, we do have some special little links inside our app that will give you a little bit of a discount even on that amazingly low price. But it's not about price. So let's get to what's in your Santa sack of items that have changed since the last time we talked. I don't know that they've changed. They've just grown.
Yes.
So you have always had a library of materials that people can use. In fact, inside the app, we have the sugaring consent form that ASCP put together. And so you can find that inside the free sugaring app. But you have consent forms, like links to consent forms for every possible thing known to man that you could do inside your skincare business.
We do. Yes. A ton of consent forms. They are there for the member to access and use as a template, a guide. You can copy paste whatever you want to do with them. They're there for the member. We have people take them, upload them to their digital platform. If they have one, you can print them. Bottom line is that we recommend your clients are having a consultation, agreeing to the treatment and signing off. It of course is not going to protect you from being sued or prevent you from being sued, but certainly having those forms really goes a long way if ever, unfortunately, it does come to a situation like that.
Yeah. It helps you to have that conversation for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So in addition to the intake forms, I mean, that's like the baby, one of the little side things that you all have. I love the on-demand library that you have because,
yes,
as you know, we have some sugaring videos in there, but you have so many really great videos from gurus all over our industry, really talking about different areas. And you'll be increasing that as we move forward here.
Yes, always adding to that library. We have over 300 videos in the library currently, and every year we're adding to that library. And you said it, we reach out to all the gurus in the industry and have them provide not just technique videos, but there's information on business, skin physiology, marketing, product knowledge, you name it. And we try and source that content and add it to the library.
Girl, and I'm looking at the list here. You have not only that, you have marketing materials, you have a website builder, you have career success resources with business startups, revenues, compensation calculators. I mean, there's literally so much in there. And we talked about that on the last podcast. So if you have not heard those details, feel free to tune back into that one. We'll put that in the show notes. But let's talk about the latest resources that you have. And let's start with the Skin Pro app. Tell us
about
that.
Yes. Oh, I love the Skin Pro app. This is a huge resource to not just professionals, but also for students. So this is an app that you can access, download to your phone. I will note it is a web app, so you're not going to find it in the app store. You can download it direct from our website, and it is giving you information on both conditions and ingredients. And that information is going to include treatment room considerations, contraindications, definitions. There's over 50 skin conditions and over 100 ingredients currently in the app. And then we are working on 2.0. So again, always adding to the content that we have available. So if you find yourself both in the school clinic as well as the treatment room, you see something you're not quite sure, maybe that client tells you they have been diagnosed with something, you don't know if you should proceed with your treatment, you can quickly look it up on that app and confirm your knowledge.
I wish I had that 20 years ago when I was in school, and even when I was doing facials back in the day. And there's definitely things that as a sugar pro that we see, and you know, this is part of your membership, is that you can just pull this up and say, what is this that I'm looking at here? So yeah. I love this. Thank you for doing that. And then talk about the Pocket Suite.
Yeah, Pocket Suite. So we have partnered with Pocket Suite. You get this for free as a member. And this is online scheduling. All of our treatment forms are also uploaded into Pocket Suite. You can allow your clients to do online booking, payment collection. You can set all of the settings and parameters in your Pocket Suite membership. So if you want to have a cancellation policy, if you want to collect credit card information, this is all what Pocket Suite has to offer. And it's an amazing benefit for our members who are working to build their business.
I love this.
Yeah. It's a great benefit.
Again, I wish we had this 20 years ago. We had to get all the pieces and parts and try to figure it out. Like, I, being an esthetician now, there's so many resources available. And I love that if you are really working your business smart, mm-hmm. you use resources like this. You don't jump on TikTok or YouTube and try to look up a skin condition, right?
Totally.
This is where you need to go if you are a serious professional.
Yeah,
100%. You have insurance to protect you. You have resources available to you. And really, as a student, and even as a 20-year vet, there is no reason why you shouldn't be, you know, opening this sack of goodies that you guys have and really partaking in all of this. So thank you so much. And of course, there's always that I get e-newsletters from you guys. I listen to SD Talk podcast. I still listen to it. I've been doing this for 21 years. There's always things that we can learn. And of course, our favorite is the magazine.
Yes. Love Skin Deep. It is award-winning. Mm-hmm. This is coming out 4 times a year. And you can't beat it. There are a lot of members that tell us that it is their Bible. So always new information to be learned, tips and tricks, trends in the industry. We have highlighted a lot of new authors over the years with Skin Deep. So great things to learn. And I think it's also really motivational.
Oh, it's so, it really just does wrap its arms around you and say, you know what? We don't have a lot of time. We're in the treatment room. And if I can, at my break, have a snack and just get down to the nitty gritty and read the magazine or read the newsletter, or I see a skin condition, I can pull up the app. Like, it's just so nice to have that. In fact, we're going to link that app inside our app so that if people are wanting a skin condition, you know, to look at a skin condition, they can go directly to that. Especially That's if awesome. They're a member, I think that would be great. We didn't think about that. We should do that.
Yes. I love that.
Link to our app. I'm writing that down now. So really, truly the success that you're seeing in your members is, I would venture to guess that it affects the amount of claims there are. If you circle back to the insurance piece, there's probably a lot less injury, accidents, all of that kind of stuff, because you're really preparing estheticians to raise the bar on their business.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are trying to raise the bar and help them build their business. And I would hope there's less claims, you know, that the estheticians are educated, prepared, and we're building them to be solo entrepreneurs.
For sure. For sure. You know, I love that ASCP has taken something so simple, in theory, insurance policy, and literally just taken that as the core and just like exploded everything around it. So, I mean, it's a must have. I've been a member for 21 years. It is a must have for me. It is a must have for my sugar pros and for anyone else in the industry, very genuinely. And I can't thank you enough for continuing your mission and your team. So make sure you thank them for me as well. I think I do each time I chat with you guys.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah. For really like taking us to the next level, you know, cause it is so nice to see companies that get it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not about like trying to make money off of us. Oh, let's raise rates. Let's, you know, we've got all these estheticians. If we just raised our rates, you didn't raise rates, you added value.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are more than just insurance. We are trying to build a community of estheticians who are passionate about their industry.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've done that. So thank you for the team. Thank you to the team. And I really look forward to, we talked about this before the show started. I'm really looking forward to seeing you all more.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in lockdown. I feel like we've been behind these microphones for a while, right? Really kind of trying to help people virtually. And we are back. We are back live in action. Talk about that. Where will we see you?
You're going to see us everywhere. I think we have about 7 trade shows lined up this year. The first one is going to be Premier Anaheim coming up in April. And one of the things we're doing differently starting this year is that we're going to have a booth presence. So we haven't done that in about 5 years, but we're really excited about it. Yeah. And if you're at any of the shows, come by and see us. We're going to be, like I said, Premier, all of the locations, ABS, IECSC, iSpa. If you're attending any of these shows, you're going to see us announcing it across all of our channels, but look for us, tag us on social, and we hope to see you.
I love it. I love it. And I will be seeing you live, and I cannot wait to hug you because it's been way too long. We have been, like I said, behind these microphones.
We have.
We've been in Denver and I've been in Sacramento, and we just haven't had a chance to raise a glass together. And we'll do that for sure when you're in the area. And so, audience, I got to tell you, if you're not convinced now, you never will be. But to be genuine, this is just been a great partnership for us and for me personally as an esthetician, and as I have now a group of friends at ASCP too. So I look forward to seeing you all live, and I look forward to all of you, audience, experiencing sweet success with sugar, but also with ASCP. Oh, I love that, Maggie. She is a dynamic force in our industry, and her team is amazing at ASCP as well. So as promised, if you check in the show notes, you will see a link to our free sugaring app. We will link directly to the app that they have and all of the benefits that you have with ASCP. And also, if you are in the Sugar Tribe, there's an extra discount. So jump inside the app into the Sugar Tribe, and not only will you have access to our whole library of sugaring classes, but you actually have access to ASCP's deeper discount in there as well. So I look forward to seeing you all next week on the next episode of The Sugar Show, and I hope you have a fabulously sweet week. Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama.
I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.